Well, okay, let's take a look at this passage that this is really coming from. James 1, verses 13 through 15. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Now this implies that one who lives in continual sin will be more sinful rather than just because we got older. You know, we're automatically more sinful. So there is a difference between the two. So really, this is someone who lets sin just reign in their life, you know, for over a long period, has no intention of repenting of it. You know, that kind of person who lives in it and just really relishes in it, one day they're going to reap the ultimate punishment, which is death. And, you know, they're going, once they actually die, they're going to receive the full reward of what their sinful life has, you know, given them. And, they think that they must have lived some kind of awesome life here on earth. But, you know, when they get to see God face to face, he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. And they're going to go to hell and they're going to face eternal pain, torment, fire, unspeakable things that, you know, we were never designed to face. I mean, like, hell was not designed for humans.
Yeah.
Hell was designed for the fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, those who reject Jesus Christ, they go there as well as a result of rejecting Jesus.
I think this is why it's so important, even at the expense of being labeled as someone who's cruel or whatever, but in a loving way, out of love, preach the full Bible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not just, hey, God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to be, you know, because yeah, these are true, but there's also a hell. And you know how many times I've heard people and they make such light jokes of it? Like, oh, you know, like, pardon, I don't know if this is inappropriate to say, probably not, but I want to go to hell because there's a bunch of hot girls there. Like, making stupid jokes.
Yeah, I've heard similar things, hell's going to be a big party. Yeah. Best description of hell I've ever heard, it haunts me to this day when I've heard it. It goes like this. Okay, if you think hell's a party, get you and your friends together in a house, douse the house in gasoline, light it on fire, and then start having a party in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, and that's not even a fraction of how bad it's going to be.
Yeah.
So there you go.